The candidates for governor are building their war chests, with the primary elections now just 3 months away. Democrat Steve Grossman is leading the money race with $910,000 on hand at the end of May. Nipping at his heels, Republican Charlie Baker, who has $900,000. Third is Democrat Martha Coakley, the frontrunner in the race, with more than $528,000 on hand. But money is just one of the factors, with the Democratic convention coming in just a week. To discuss what's at stake, we sat down with two longtime political strategists, Republican John Silvalella and Democrat Susan Tracy. We started by talking about how the candidates have so far received very little attention and have been focusing mainly on fundraising.
There are three reasons why you have sort of everyone under the radar. One is just election fatigue in general. I think people are kind of sick of elections. We've had special elections and special elections to fill special elections. You also have five candidates in the field. It's really difficult to get coverage and to stand out in a group of five. And thirdly, they have to focus on caucuses, getting the 15% at the convention, and signature collection, and fundraising, all building blocks of campaigns. So hardly high-profile time for candidates. That'll come, but we're building towards it.
I agree absolutely with the election fatigue. I don't think voters really want to pay close attention to these elections yet, you know, unless they're activists. I think on the Democratic side, the candidates have to walk before they run. They have to build their campaigns. So dealing with insiders, raising money to show they have a viable campaign is absolutely the right thing to do. I think on the Republican side, you don't really have a robust primary. Didn't have any primary really until quite recently. So I think the Baker people may have been missing a little bit of an opportunity during kind of this down period to build Charlie's name recognition up a little bit more. I know they're working behind the scenes on developing relationships with constituencies that they need to develop, but I'm not surprised really by the way this has unfolded so far.
All right, let's talk more about the Democrats. Susan, you mentioned the Democratic State Convention upcoming. The candidates need to get 15% in order to get their names on the ballot. Joe Avalone, Juliette Kayyem, Steve Grossman, Donald Berwick, and the clear frontrunner, Martha Coakley. How many of them, outside of Coakley, who's a shoe-in, and Grossman, who's probably a shoe-in, have a chance of getting their names on the ballot?
I think you're right. Coakley and Grossman are shoe-ins. They're constitutional offices. They have a long history of working with, you know, Democratic activists. They're going to get their 15%. It really is a question of how much do they gobble up when they get there. It seems to me there's not enough room left after Coakley and Grossman get their delegates for all three candidates to be able to get 15%.
John, do you think a crowded primary field on the Democratic side would be advantageous or a disadvantage to Coakley and Grossman?
I think it's an advantage. I'm a believer in primaries. I think they draw media attention. I think they get various sections of the base organized and energized. And I think if Don Berwick and Juliette Kayyem make it through, which I think they both have a very good chance of making it through the convention, they kind of bring their people with them into the process. Those people are not turned off. I think kind of a crowded primary field, especially during a quiet summer, relaxed summer, is a good thing for the Democrats.
The Republican side, Mark Fisher wins a spot on the ballot after complaining at the Republican State Convention there was collusion. My word, not necessarily his word. So he's on the ballot now facing Charlie Baker. But does Baker really have anything to worry about? Can he ignore Fisher running up to the primary and just concentrate on being the GOP's candidate this fall?
He should concentrate on the fall for sure. So for Charlie Baker, it should be business as usual. He should take advantage of this time to build his own name recognition. You know, Mark Fisher, he can't be completely ignored, but we still have to see what he is going to bring to the table.
To completely contradict something we said earlier about primaries being good, I think the downside of this primary for Charlie Baker, and he clearly didn't want to have it, is that he may be pulled to the right by Fisher. If he tries to pull away from the right, I think he does run the risk of aggravating the Republican base that he also needs to come out for him.
There are three independent candidates running for governor. One of them, Jeff McCormick, has become the first candidate in the race to put out a TV ad, a $100,000 TV ad buy. Let's listen.
President Kennedy once said, "Let us not seek the Republican answer or the Democratic answer, but the right answer." Those words are truer now than ever.
McCormick is hoping to increase his name recognition with this ad buy. All three of the independent candidates need to do that because they're way down in the polls, according to the latest WBUR poll out last month. Can they make a difference in this race? Will they make a difference in this race, Susan?
Well, they can make a difference because essentially the two strongest candidates being Evan Falchuk and Jeff McCormick, you have businessmen who seem to be willing to put some resources into the race. I think if they gain some stature, I think that could hurt Baker if Coakley is the nominee.
I agree. I think an independent candidate that pulls some decent percentage in the fall is much more of a problem for the Baker campaign than a primary is. And I think it's something that the Baker campaign people feared and were troubled with, especially when McCormick joined, because McCormick seems to have financial resources and he's willing to use them to raise his name recognition.
Political analyst John Silvalella and Susan Tracy, thanks for coming in. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Bob.
And thanks, Susan.
Thanks, Bob.
Susan Tracy is a former state representative and is president of the Strategy Group. John Silvalella is a political analyst and attorney who also teaches political science at Columbia University.